Hunter Biden claims dad's business involvement is MAGA-motivated conspiracy despite evidence. By Wendell Hasebo on February 28, 2024. Hunter Biden claimed Wednesday that his father's involvement in the Biden business is merely a MAGA-motivated conspiracy despite mountains of evidence. The evidence includes but is not limited to photos, texts, an audio recording, and IRS and former business partner whistleblower testimonies. Biden family suspicious activity reports of wire transfers. The Biden brand. 20 Joe Biden phone calls on speakerphone. Texts. Emails. WhatsApp messages. Photos of Joe with Hunter's business partners. Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter. 5 individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy. 2 whistleblower testimonies. Video of Joe Biden bragging about firing the Ukrainian prosecutor. Hunter's statements about giving half his income to his dad. Former White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings. Millions flowing into Biden family bank accounts. Hunter paying for Joe Biden's expenses. Email aliases. The House investigation previously found a massive web of wire transfers, 20 shell companies, and associates who helped the Biden business rake in at least $24 million from foreign nationals over the course of approximately 5 years. More evidence against President Joe Biden can be found here and here. Hunter used careful language during an opening statement on Wednesday before the House impeachment inquiry to claim he did not involve Joe Biden, 81, in his business. Hunter notably did not say Joe Biden was not involved in the business. I did not involve my father in my business, he claimed. For more than a year, your committees have hunted me in your partisan political pursuit of my dad. You have trafficked in innuendo, distortion, and sensationalism, all the while ignoring the clear and convincing evidence staring you in the face, Hunter said. You do not have evidence to support the baseless and MAGA-motivated conspiracies about my father because there isn't any. Hunter continued to assert he is a victim and that the impeachment inquiry misrepresents his business activities. Over the last year, Republicans have taken my communications out of context, relied on documents that have been altered, and cherry-picked snippets of financial or other records to misrepresent what really happened. Examples of this include a few references to my family in emails or texts that I sent when I was in the darkest days of my addiction. If you try to do that again today, my answers will reveal your tactics and demonstrate the truth that my father was never involved in any of my businesses. My testimony today should put an end to this baseless and destructive political charade. You have wasted valuable time and resources attacking me and my family for your own political gain when you should be fixing the real problems in this country that desperately need your attention. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, R.K. White, told reporters before Hunter's deposition that, according to the evidence, Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's business. Hunter is a material witness in the impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. President Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people that he never interacted with his son's associates, he said. But when Joe Biden was vice president, he spoke to his son's associates by speakerphone over 20 times. The Bidens received a $3 million payment as a thank you for work completed when Joe Biden was vice president shortly after Joe Biden left office, Comer stated. Joe Biden denied involvement in Biden family business ventures at least 9 times. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.